Good morning, everyone. Eric Perez, CEO, Queensland Seafood Industry Association here with our ongoing series of podcasts. Today I have our good friend Jane Lovell, CEO of Seafood Industry Australia. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Great news last night and a great win for industry. Before we get into the podcast proper, and I don't tend to do this, but I will for this particular podcast, I'd like to thank the industry people that were involved, those that I'm aware of and those that made emails and calls in the background that didn't necessarily contact myself or you on this issue. For once, and this is a rare thing, we've had a very significant win based on science and some common sense fisheries management outcomes, as opposed to letting a philosophical view of the world guide where we take our fisheries management. That came across particularly strongly in the debate in the Senate. So for our listeners, I'll make available the Hansard proof that is up on the Australian Parliamentary website today and other supporting material. And of course, as I typically do, there'll be some news posts, blogs being done up in the next little while. But first things first, Jane, thank you for your help with the process. And I might hand over to you to maybe have a bit of a discussion around your views around the process that got us to where we got to.
Okay, thanks, Eric. So, yeah, I absolutely agree. This was a great win for the commercial seafood industry in Australia. So what happened yesterday afternoon was Senator Wish Wilson had put forward a disallowance that would have, in effect, shut to net fishing areas of the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park because they were concerned about the scalloped hammerhead shark. And as we know, that congregates with iconic species that the professional fishermen catch. The effect of having a no take on scalloped hammerhead would have meant that we wouldn't be able to catch those species. So in summary, at risk was our ability to fish, or your ability to fish, those waters. Now, I really thank Eric and his team for getting that issue raised with us, and together I think the combination of QSIA and SIA has once again proven the strength of unity and let the Australian Parliament know that the commercial fishing industry does have an opinion. It's a valid, scientifically based opinion, and they need to take the time to consider the impact on us when they get these motions and movements to shut waters. So, Eric, you've asked me to explain the process. We used a similar process to what we used with marine parks. So first of all, you know, we really take every attempt to get across the issues and to create some succinct talking points. And again, I thank Eric and his colleagues for getting them out and about. The next thing is to make sure that that unified position, which is scientifically based, is clearly articulated to those in positions of influence. So in this case, once again, the key was the crossbenchers in the Senate. So letters were written to those crossbenchers, and as Eric has already said, a lot of fishermen actually contacted those crossbenchers. That was very, very powerful. We also passed that information on to Labor because it was a Greens motion to disallow a regulation. So, you know, it isn't about not trying to inform others, but in this case, Labor did side with the Greens. So from those key talking points, we make that message clear, we give it to the crossbenchers, and then we stand ready to answer any questions that they may have. So I was in Canberra and I made sure that I met with some of those key crossbenchers, also met with new Assistant Minister Richard Colbeck, and it's great to have him back, to make sure that from a government perspective they understood the implications that this was going to have on a state-based fishery. So that was really critical in this argument, because the impact in Commonwealth waters was not, for Commonwealth fishers, was not going to be so great, but the impact was going to be felt at a state level. And I think it's fair to say, Eric, that people were maybe sleeping a bit on that. They hadn't realised that the consequence was going to be felt mainly in Queensland state waters. So we've cleared that up AFMA did a great job in talking to the key crossbenchers as well to answer the more technical questions. And through that lobbying, through the phone calls from the fishers, from the emails from you and I, we managed to get our message across. And once again, we won the day.
It looks like, well, at least it feels like to me that we've got a formula for other issues, and having an industry peak body and having someone like yourself be there for on our behalf is, in some ways, and at least this is my perception of it, that we're getting across to those in positions of influence and let's be frank here, positions of power, that we exist as an industry. We matter as an industry, and hopefully there's an ascendancy in using science as a way to make good policy decisions, not a philosophical bent, because, again, being realistic, Parliament is made up of political parties which have philosophical views, which is fine in a democracy and everybody wants that. But when you're doing good policy making, you would expect that it's based on the best available science. And when I make the link available to the Hansard proof, you'll see the two sides of that argument coming out fairly clearly in the statements that were made. And I was heartened to see that two of our members, David Caracciolo from the Mackay area and Margaret Stevenson from the Great Sandy Marine Park area, were quoted, and they articulated the impact of this, if this disallowance motion had been successful, on industry, which was a perverse outcome of what was being asked for by Senator Wish Wilson in the motion that he put up. So there were lots of consequences that I think weren't sought through when this was put up, but we've now dealt with it. It's a win, and we're enjoying a win because they're few and far between sometimes, it seems, in this game. So I'd like to thank everybody involved. Any final thoughts from you, Jane, before we finish up?
I just want to reiterate the power of unity and the fact that, you know, SIA linked with QSIA, linked with the individual comments from fishers, is really powerful. And I also want to reiterate what you said, Eric, about the power of science. One of the problems that we have with science is there's some spurious science out there as well. So once again, the Edgar paper, which was a bunch of citizen scientists, basically scuba divers taking photos of fish, our opponents used that quite limited science, in my opinion, to extrapolate out to make grand statements about the state of our fish stocks in general. So you're right, we do need to use science, but we also need to be careful because not all science is sound science, from my perspective anyway.
Okay, Jane, thanks for that. That was Jane Lovell, the CEO of Seafood Industry Australia, and myself, as always. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Again, we'll make as many materials available on the QSIA Media website, and keep an eye out, everyone, for some interesting blog posts that will be coming out in the next little while. Thanks again, and we'll catch everyone up on the next podcast. See you, Jane. Thanks again.
Bye.